And now the game where people go a long way just to come home and triumph and secretly count the seconds until they can go away again. It's called Not My Job. Like a lot of stars of comedy, Adi Bryant got her start doing sketch comedy in Chicago at Second City and I.O. and many other places. Then she went off to New York and Saturday Night Live, where she's been in the cast for the last 7 seasons, and now she stars in her own TV show, Shrill, on Hulu. It is a pleasure to welcome Adi Bryant back home to Chicago and to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Adi Bryant!
Thank you!
So, is it true to say, like a lot of very funny people, you've always been funny? You were like class clown, a young comedian?
I mean, I was always trying to be funny, that's for sure.
That's all of us, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
You were doing comedy like as an improv when you were growing up in Phoenix, right?
Yeah. I did teen improv, which you know you want to see.
Oh, God.
Can I ask, what was the name of your improv group in Phoenix?
Oh, my... I've been in so many dumb improv teams, I can't even... Dropping Science, Hunter Family Crest, Virgin Daiquiri, what else?
Keep going.
Okay, Baby Wants Candy. I used to sit in with Carl and the Passions sometimes. I mean, I've done my time.
Yeah. Did you come to Chicago specifically to do sketch comedy?
Yeah. I knew about Second City and I.O. and I wanted to get involved.
Yeah,
so.
And you did, which is kind of amazing.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, because a lot of people come to Chicago to try to make it on the main stage of Second City, and they never do. And you did.
Oh, my goodness. Is this my birthday?
It's like, welcome to the show. We're calling. Wait, you're actually all right.
I need this.
You're fine.
I have to say that when I checked into my hotel room today, you were right there.
Yeah. Well, that's nasty. Yeah.
She's on the cover of Michigan Avenue magazine.
Oh. Well, I always wait for men in their hotel rooms. I think that's cool in a Me Too era, you know.
Well, what was it? Because, I mean, a lot of times we hear about the people who came out of Chicago and go to Saturday Night Live and elsewhere, but what was it like when you were just, like, you know, working the streets as a comedy person?
Come on. Wow. She's in hotel rooms now. She's working
the streets. I know.
She wasn't busking as an emperor. She wasn't walking down going, hey, can I get a suggestion?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Just standing in the corner of Michigan and Randolph going, somebody name an occupation.
Absolutely.
So you went off to New York like a lot of Chicago comedians do, and you auditioned for Saturday Night Live, ditto, but you got cast, which is rarer. People talk about the Saturday Night Live audition, that you have to come in with a character.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
I did, yeah. They told us, you know, 5 minutes, a couple original characters, a couple impressions, so that's kind of what I did.
Yeah, and can you tell us what you did?
I did Adele, and I did Ethel Merman, which was very topical.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to ask you to do it, but what did you do for your Ethel Merman?
I said, this is Ethel Merman on the TV show My Dog Ate What? And then I sort of screamed in an Ethel Merman voice, like, my dog ate what? And that was what got me to Saturday Night Live.
That gives me so much more, even more respect for the show. I love that.
I understand you recently got married.
I did, yeah.
That's very exciting.
Oh, thank you.
I hope you didn't make the mistake of marrying another comedian.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah, how'd that work out, though?
It's going real bad.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
I don't know how it's going to go.
Oh, I'm so sorry. did he propose any funny way?
I mean, kind of, in that, like, he proposed in our home, which I had sort of said, like, I want that, you know, I want to keep it private and in our house.
Had you planned it? Did you say if and when
you
propose?
No, I kind of was just like, you know, more like we would see people, like, get proposed to on a
Jumbotron.
Bad, and I would be like, I can't handle that, FYI.
Yeah. Make a note here.
Yeah.
No.
And so I kind of came home from work and opened the door, and then just like a true bat out of hell, like, from the back of our bedroom, he came around and was like, will you marry me?
Whoa.
And I was like, whoa, baby.
Really?
Yeah, but it
he
was...
He just rushed you?
Yeah.
Did he think, like, if it was a surprise and you were flustered, you wouldn't say no?
No, I think he knew that he had a very short time between me entering the door and walking even 10 steps before my bra and anything would come off, and he wanted to catch me fully dressed and dignified.
Well, I think that's very thoughtful.
That is thoughtful.
Yeah, it's actually sweet.
Yeah.
It's, to me, the most romantic thing in the world.
Yeah. Well, that's great. I'm so glad for everything that's happening for you.
Thank you.
Well, A.D. Bryant, we're delighted to have you here, but we have asked you here today to play a game that this time we are calling...
A.D. Bryant, meet the 80s Bryans.
Uh-oh.
You're too young to remember, but way back when, we had a decade called the 80s. And it was filled with wondrous and amazing people, all of whom were named Brian. We're going to ask you three questions about 80s Brians. Get two right, you won our prize for one of our listeners.
Okay.
Wait, can I ask one thing beforehand?
Yes, please.
Not to put you on the spot, but could you give at least one of the answers in the Ethel Merman voice?
Wow. Okay.
All right. Don't tell us you're going to do it.
Just don't tell us. Okay. Be like your husband. Like, just come right out. Okay. Just do it.
Great. I love that.
Jokey, who is A.D. Bryant playing for?
Dan Martin of Boston, Massachusetts.
All right. This is for him. First question. Composer and producer Brian Eno produced some of the biggest hits of the 1980s. Which of these was among his most popular works? A, the main title theme for Police Academy 8, Bribe Me with a Spoon. B, the startup sound for Windows 95.
Oh, wow.
Or the music and lyrics for a Hoover vacuum jingle.
I mean, this is bad.
Oh, yes, it's terrible.
C?
You're going to go for the Hoover vacuum jingle?
I guess.
I don't.
That can't be right.
Really?
It can't be. I can't imagine that could be the 80s.
Well, okay, guess what? B!
Yes! Wow.
You're right. Ethel is right. You're right. Okay. You're all right.
I can't believe I had to bring out the Ethel Merman that quickly.
I know. It was. Brian, you know, was paid $30,000 to write the sound that the Windows 95 started when you turned it on.
Brilliant.
There you are. All right, next question. Brian De Palma, director of the 1983 film Scarface, was forced by the MPAA to make several cuts to get the film down from an X rating to get an R rating. After doing so, what did he do? A giant mound of cocaine. B, he put the deleted scenes back in because he figured no one would notice. Or C, he sang the vocals in a Hoover vacuum jingle.
I mean, I'm realizing I don't like games. You know, that's what it's... I'd rather just read a book. I don't know. Okay, A? I'm going to say it because I think it's the most fun.
He did the giant mind of cook. No, I'm afraid it was actually B. He just put all the cutscenes back in the
of
movie.
Of course.
Yeah, so...
I'm failing our friend in Boston.
No, you're not. You're not. Because if you get this last one
but
right...
But you got it wrong because she didn't use the Ethel Merman voice.
I know.
That's true.
Just saying.
That may be a lesson.
Okay.
All right. Last question. If you get this right, you win. The last question is about Brian Johnson. He was the lead singer of AC/DC, one of the great bands of the 1980s. On the same day he auditioned to be the lead singer of AC/DC on a day in 1980, just a few hours earlier, what was he doing? A, he was doing AC repair at DC Comics. B, he was doing dirty deeds and he was doing them dirt cheap. Or C, he was singing the vocals in a Hoover vacuum jingle.
I mean, if it's not C, I gotta be blasted to the moon.
So you're gonna go with C?
Yeah.
Does Ethel agree?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Then yes, it was in fact C.
Oh, yes, yes. Thank God.
Literally the day he successfully auditioned to be the lead singer of AC/DC, Brian Johnson went to a commercial studio and he recorded this jingle for Hoover Vacuums.
Right to the edge, changing a bag as easy as ABC. The new high power compact from Hoover, it's a beautiful Hoover.
Yeah, there you go.
It's amazing.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
I know.
Legit like that as a song.
I did too.
That sounds like something you would do on a Saturday Night Live audition.
Right. This is... And here's a lead singer from AC/DC doing a vacuum commercial.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Jokey, how did A.D. Bryant do in our quiz?
A.D. is very funny, and she got 2 out of 3 right, making her a winner.
It's all
congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Aidy Bryant is the star of Shrill on Hulu. You can also see her on Saturday Night Live. Aidy Bryant, thank you so much for being with us. What a pleasure to meet you. Aidy Bryant, everybody.